Port Adelaide, they head to the MCG to take on Collingwood in a big game where they can consolidate their position in the top four. Assistant coach Matty Nix is in Melbourne with the team and he joins us now. Matty, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, there's been a change to the selected side. Can you give us some detail around that?
Yeah, look, we had a small mishap at training yesterday. Brody, unfortunately, did a little bit of damage to his ankle, so we're not sure exactly what it is at this point, but he didn't quite get up for this week. So we're hoping it's only one. So he'll go out of the list. And Matty White will come in.
Matty White's an interesting one because you know, we've had a lot of the coaches come on in recent weeks saying there's some guys knocking the door down, there's great form in the sandpool. But last week, just the six touches, in terms of rewarding form, that's a bit of a step away from that.
Yeah, we looked at that. And if you take the 1 week, it's a hard one to pick anyone. Mm. You know, unfortunately, they came up against a really good side in Sturt and they were dominated for the entire game. So what we look at there is, sort of talking form or, what player will fit well and come into our side. We're looking at more than just the 1 week. We're looking over a sort of month period.
Yep.
Whitey has been playing some pretty solid footy. There's nothing to say. He was disappointed with his weekend's game against Sturt, but we're hoping he can bounce back and add something to the team.
Can I go back to Matty? That's a big blow. He's an elite ball user and decision maker. Not only that, he's strong one-on-one. What did he do? How did he do it?
Oh, is it just, we don't do a lot of contact on a Thursday, but he took a ball to the head. Teddy Wingard actually kicked the ball and it struck him in the head and sort of knocked him in the next week a little bit. And as he fell, he came down on his ankle.
Jeez.
It was an unusual one because, as I said, there's not a lot of contact on the Thursday. It was just one of those things where,
wow,
you can't predict it and you can't, unfortunately, hide from it. So a little bit of a freak one, but... Yeah, disappointing for him because he has been really important to us. It's disappointing for us.
My word. Does a German Impey go back into that role?
Yeah, well, Jasper's come back into the side as well, so that gives us a chance now to sort of balance up the side a little bit more. We were looking at Jasper, and we will do going forward at possibly on a wing at times.
Mm-hmm.
But for this game with Brody going down, that'll mean Jasper will probably slot back to half-back and Whitey will come in and play that. A role that he's played a lot more of, which is on the wing.
Nick, see a couple of blokes we're interested in. Joe Attlee, how close is he?
Yeah, Joey's going really well. He's obviously a first year that we want him to develop. We don't want to rush him in. There's been conversation around, is he ready? We feel he's got the game to come up and play at the level. There's still things he's working on and, part of that is just maturing slightly as far as his running goes. Can we match him up against the lead opposition mids? Because that's where he's playing. He's a real hard in and under midfielder. But we're loving what he's bringing. He's really good character, keen to learn. And he won't be far away, whether it's this year or whether it's early next year.
Okay.
We'll have to wait and see.
And what more does Brett Eddy need to do? I thought if ever he was going to come in, it might have been the MCG Collingwood.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. He's right up there being discussed at the moment. There's a couple of areas in his game we want him to improve on. And none of that's got to do with finishing and kicking goals. We know how well he does that. We just feel at this point there's, if we can get a little bit more from him when the ball hits the deck and when the opposition have the footy, that's going to take him to the level where, okay, you're now ready to come in and you deserve your crack at it. But as I said, he has come up in conversation and we'll continue to have a close look at him and hopefully for him it won't be too far away.
Now, you have a look at Collingwood, and the strength is through the middle of the ground with them. They've got some elite midfielders. Robbie Gray, to me, moved really freely last week. Is it time for him to play a larger role through the middle of the ground?
Yeah, look, it's something that we are keen to do as Robbie gets himself, really up to speed. Because he, as you said, I thought last week he was outstanding. Some of the pressure he was putting on, let alone the offence. I think when he didn't have the ball, you saw a little bit of extra speed and a little bit more impact on the game. So at times, we'd love to get him in there and just show a little bit of a different dynamic. The guys we've got in there at the moment are all, really quality workhorses. I think Robbie had that sort of spark, that little tiny bit of flair in there. So we'll have a look at that at times.
The blokes in there, Nixie, I'd describe as sledgehammers, and Robbie Gray's a knife for a chisel. He's sharp.
He's the velvet sledgehammer.
No, he doesn't touch them. They can't get a glove on him.
And you're spot on. The guys in there, they're workhorses, aren't they? They really get in and go hard. We've got Chaddy Wingard in there at the moment. He balances us up really nicely in there because he does have that yeah, that little bit of a touch of class, a different style. But, yeah, we'll look at Robbie at times.
Oh, I am so looking forward to this midfield battle. Collingwood's strength is that. Probably yours as well. Pendlebury and Treloar, their top two. Brett Ebert, which one?
Yeah, good call. Look, we won't make a call. We'll have a look at the game and how it's playing out. We'd like our guys to basically go and do what we do well to start. Now, you know, there may be that one of those guys is starting to impact the game a little more than we'd like, and Brad will, you know, we can trust him in those roles. So we might give him a look at that. Hopefully we don't have to. Hopefully we can stick to what we do, and, you know, they're chasing us a little more. But you're right, they're super quality in there, and that's been one of their real strengths for the year. So we'll be doing whatever we can to nullify that.
Well, our boy Paddy Ryder is in this week. God, you just put your arms around him. He's a ripper. 200th game. What a year he's having.
Yeah, I mean, he's been huge for us. But, to clock up 200, I think he was talking during the week about how quickly it's come.
Oh, nice.
Sort of come up on him, like, wow, I've played 200. But he's outstanding. He's so important to us. You know, not only because of what he's doing in the ruck, even around the ground. We popped him forward last week and he had an impact, you know, instantly. So we'll continue to do that with him and just, you know, get him wherever we can, hopefully where the ball is most of the time.
And I guess he would have had a fair highlights reel. You generally do that around the milestone games. I bet you the work off the hand would have almost brought a tear to Lady's eye, wouldn't it?
The lady definitely got excited about it. I haven't seen the video yet. You know, we'll get a real close look at that just prior to going out, so the boys can, I guess, show their respect to him. And but it will be quite a highlights video. I think there won't only be ruck work. There'll be plenty of goals involved.
When does Burjo leave? One, and is he handing over a bit of his game day responsibility as of this week?
Yeah, we're going to do some trials on that. So he's still here, and then he'll still be around the place. We'll still be consulting with him over the next few months. But when he does move, I think he's had a fantastic group that he's had work under him, and I think, you know, most of those guys will step up and take more roles on game days. Some of the stuff Burjo does on the bench is really important as far as our rotation goes. So we'll trial a little bit of stuff this week, and Darren will be with us on the boundary as well. And that way we'll just make sure that transition's reasonably smooth.
Ooh, yeah. No stuff ups, I hope.
Hey, Nixie, before we let you go, we know you're involved with the AFL Coaches Association, and they've got a great initiative you've paired up with Foxtel to thank the bedrock of our local game, which is the grassroots coaches. It's called Thanks Coach. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, look, it's great for us because it gives us an opportunity to give back to some of the grassroots coaches that you said. We're going to have, I think, 60-odd of coaches from around SA that are going to come into our facility and spend an afternoon with us, and it's an opportunity for us to pass on, I guess, our thanks, but also give whatever we can to them to hopefully make them better coaches. Ideas on training, thoughts on the way we go about things, and I mean, we're all in it together. What we're sort of asking these coaches to do is produce youngsters that are at a certain level when they get drafted. So it's a really important role that they play. So this is just an opportunity for us to give back. Hopefully they enjoy it, you know, get into our club, get a look at how it's done at the elite level.
Now, we've seen a few of the players. It's hashtag thanks coach, and we've seen them holding up with their coach's name. Who was your first coach? Want to give him a shout-out?
I would have been Neil Curley at West Adelaide. Now, when I say my coach, he coached the first grade, but you always look up to the first grade coach. And I was playing under 17, so it's a fair way back now, but I still get to get out there and have a look at the Westies.
Fabulous. Now, if you want to nominate your coach to win a spot at that masterclass, jump on to the website foxtel.com.au/thankscoach. Nominations close for this amazing opportunity on Monday. So better do it quick over the weekend. Hey, Nixie, good luck, mate. You're over in Melbourne now. The team's got a big job tomorrow. They take on Collingwood with a real chance to consolidating a spot in the top four.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Matthew Nix there. Well done. A massive game. Another 4 points. An opportunity. Collingwood at the MCG. I think they won 4 of their last 5 against them.
Only have 2 games at the G as well. So this is a great chance to get on that hallowed turf.
Whoa. And lock in that top 4. Matthew Nix, our guest.